This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Thanks for joining us for our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. You may remember Alex Murdaugh had a housekeeper, but she was really more than a housekeeper. This was a nanny. This was a caretaker for his children. Even some saying that this woman really, truly helped to raise his kids like a mother. Well, she mysteriously died a few years back, fell down the stairs, and that was that. Alec supposedly felt horrible about it, went to the family and said, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sue me, and then you'll get a settlement out of my insurance company, and I'm just going to get that right to you. We don't have to go through the rigmarole of fighting each other in court for years. Just do this. I'll get that for you, and it'll be a grand old time. Well, Alec, being Alec, never paid that settlement. He got the settlement, millions of dollars, in fact, but never actually gave it to the family of the woman who cared for his family for decades. Really nice guy, as we've all been continuing to know. Well, the son of Alec Murdaugh's former housekeeper, Gloria Statterfield, he testified in court this week without the presence of the jury about that money and exactly what happened. Take a listen.
Who was your mother?
Gloria Satterfield.
Gloria Satterfield?
Yes.
And is Gloria still with us?
She's not.
And when did she pass?
February 26, 2018. Yes, sir.
And who did she work for when she passed?
Alec and Maggie Murdaugh.
Okay. And do you know Alec Murdaugh?
I do.
Do you see him here in the courtroom today?
I do.
Can you point him out?
Yes, right there.
Sure. Your Honor, can the record reflect he's identified the defendant?
I mean, it's a camera.
Yeah, where is he? Where is he?
Close that, sir. I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Point him out again, if you would, please.
Right there.
Right.
Can you tell me what jacket he's wearing?
A navy blue jacket.
Okay. It does.
Thank you, Your Honor. How long did your mom, roughly, how long did she work for Alec? Do you know?
I had to take an estimate, I guess, 20-something years, maybe, give and take. I don't know that years.
Okay. And slide up just a little bit more. Talk right into that mic.
There you go.
Just a little bit. Need to get up on the mic so we can hear you. All right. What did your mom do for Alec?
She was their housekeeper. She babysat for them. She cleaned their house and kind of anything else they kind of need.
Okay. And she had been doing that for a long time?
Yes.
During the course of that, you got to know Alec and his family to some extent as well?
Yes.
Did you trust Mr. Murdaugh?
Yes.
What happened to your mom?
She fell and hit her head.
Okay. And where was she when that happened?
She was at Allison's house in Moselle.
In Moselle?
Yes.
Did she pass right away, or did she live for a while?
She lived for a few weeks.
Was she ever able to say to you what happened, how she fell or anything?
No, she would not.
After she passed, did you have any conversation with Alec about what to do about it?
I did.
And what was the conversation you had with Alec?
I barely remember, but it's like, let me go out to my insurance company for this or whatever, kind of get these medical bills and stuff paid.
Okay. So he said he was going to go after his insurance company?
Yes.
And get medical bills for your mom paid?
Yes.
Did he say he might get any of that money for you and your brother?
Yes.
Did he say how much that might be?
No.
Ultimately, was there a lawsuit filed?
Yes.
Right. And who did you consider your lawyer was in all of this?
Alex.
At some point in time, did he bring another lawyer in?
Yes.
And what did he tell you about that?
He said, if I understood it correctly, I can't do it myself because it's a conflict of interest. I'm going to send you to my buddy, Corey Fleming.
Corey Fleming?
Yes.
Did he tell you anything about his relationship with Corey Fleming other than they were buddies?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did he tell you anything more about his relationship with Corey Fleming?
No.
After he brought in Corey Fleming, were you still communicating directly with Alec about the case?
Yes.
Who did you think your lawyer was?
Alex.
The whole time?
Yes.
Did he ever bring in a person, or did they ever bring in a person by the name of Chad?
Yes.
And you remember Chad's last name?
Westendorf.
Okay. And what did they tell you about Chad?
That he should be my PR.
Your PR?
Yes.
Did you ever meet with Chad?
Yes.
Did you meet with him a lot or just?
One time I can think of.
Okay. Alec told you that he was going after his insurance company. Did he say how much that insurance was?
One of them that I know of was like $500,000, and that's the only one.
That's the only one he told you about?
Yes.
Did he ever tell you that there was also an umbrella policy worth upwards of $5 million?
No.
Never mentioned that to you, did
No.
he?
No.
We'll show you what's been marked as States 372 to your testimony and just have you take a look at that. And do you recognize that document?
Yes.
And tell me what that is.
That is a cover sheet that I backed that I sent him, Alex.
Okay, and what's the reason that you sent that to Alec?
I got something from the trailer company and a medical bill, I believe, and I just wanted to be sure what I needed to do with it.
You had received some paperwork about your mom?
It was a bill.
It was a bill?
Yeah.
And who did you send that to?
Alex Murdoch, Erta Law Firm.
All right, and why did you send it to Alec Murdoch?
Because he said if we got any medical bills, just forward them to him, and I didn't know if I needed to do anything with it.
Because you thought he was your lawyer?
Yes.
All right. And this had your phone number on there, but we blacked it out, correct?
Yes.
As time went on, did you have conversations with Alec asking him about the case and what was going on with the case or anything like that?
Yes. Not very rarely, but every few months or so. Right.
And what would he tell you just generally over
the first, it was hard, and he knows like it was making progress, and he kind of left it at that.
He said it was hard, but they were making progress?
Yes.
Did he tell you anything about whether or not you and your brother were to get any money? The medical bills were paid?
Said he was hoping.
Right. Did he give you any idea of the amount?
If I remember correctly, one time he said he was trying to get each of you at least $100,000 apiece.
Each of you, yes. You and your brother?
Yes.
Okay. At some point in time, did your family advise you that there was some media reporting about a settlement in the case?
Yes.
All right. And at that time, had you heard anything from Alec or Corey or Chad or anybody about a settlement in the case?
No.
And what, if anything, did you do after your family? Did they ask you to do anything?
Yeah, they said you might want to kind of follow up on it and kind of see.
And did you make a phone call to Alec?
Yes.
All right. And what month was that in?
I believe the last time I talked to him was in June of 21.
June of 21?
Yes.
Around the time of the murders?
Yes.
And what did you ask him?
I can't believe what I asked him, but it was still making progress and be ready to settle, you know, by the end of the year.
He told you it was still making progress and he was hoping to settle by the end of the year?
Yes.
Did he tell you that they had already gotten a settlement for $505,000?
No.
Did he tell you that they had already gotten a settlement for $3.8 million?
No.
Had he ever told you that there was an umbrella policy for $5 million?
No.
Did he ever mention to you anything about Forge?
No.
Did he mention anything to you about structuring any settlement?
No.
Did you give him permission to steal your money?
No.
Ultimately, in the wake of all of this, you've come to find out that there was a settlement for $505,000, correct?
Yes.
And it was diverted by Alec Murdoch, correct?
Yes.
And ultimately, you've come to find out that there was a settlement under the umbrella policy for $3.8 million, is that correct?
Yes.
Or thereabouts, correct?
Yes.
And a large proportion of that was diverted by Alec Murdoch, is that right?
Yes.
Did you ever get 1 cent from Alec Murdoch when he was still, before all of this happened?
No.
And it took, after this happening, and it took a legal process for that to happen, is that right?
Yes.
And ultimately, is it your understanding that he confessed judgment to taking money for both of those, is that
yes.
right? In June of 2021, you made a call to him asking the status of this case. Is that correct?
I can't remember if he called me or if I called him, but yes, I talked to him in June of 2021.
You talked to him in June of 2021?
Yes.
And there were reports in the media about that settlement, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And please answer any questions the defense has, okay?
By the defense.
Good afternoon.
Morning, I'm sorry.
Morning.
Long week. You had a family member who saw an article in somewhere. Do you remember where the article was published?
I don't remember exactly where they found it at or seen it at.
Okay, but after that article was published, that's when you started making inquiries and you contacted Mr. Murdoch?
Yes, once they seen the article or whatever, they were like, you need to follow up on it. And yes, and I can't remember if he called me or if I called him.
And do you know whether you called him on the cell phone?
It was on his cell phone. Normally, that's how I called him, yes.
So you called him on the cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and his cell phone record would reflect. How many times did you call him?
What was that?
How many times did you call him?
Like once, twice, three. We talked like three or four times, you know, throughout the whole year, if I remember correctly.
Okay. And when you called him after reading some article about a settlement, do you know if that was before or after Maggie and Paul were murdered?
It was around the time, but I don't remember if it was before or after.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's probably all. Thank you. You may step down.
That was the son of Gloria Statterfield, Murdaugh's former housekeeper, who died mysteriously by falling down the stairs in his home. Murdaugh never did pay the money over to them. A South Carolina judge would later approve a $4.3 million judgment against the Murdaugh's estate based on a confession made by the disbarred lawyer, Alec Murdaugh. Sometimes in cases, you just have to say, you can't make this shit up. You really can't. That's what we have for you in this edition. We are, of course, continuing to follow this case for you day by day with courtroom coverage, highlights, discussion, and breaking updates. Keep it here for more of that. My name is Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.